Listen to part of a conversation between a student and his music education professor.
Hi, Professor Wilson. Sorry I'm late. My bike had a flat tire this morning.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
So, what did you have in mind for your project?
I was thinking of creating a computer game to teach music to young children.
That sounds interesting. I don't think we've ever had anyone do that for a class project. Tell me about it.
Well, my mother's a music teacher.
Ah, so you're following in her footsteps.
Hers and my father's. They're both music teachers.
Ah, okay. Okay, go ahead.
And my mother recently told me about a teaching method called the ORF method, where you begin by introducing the very most basic elements of music, speech patterns, rhythmic movement, two-note melodies, and so on, and then you move on to more advanced stuff. I know there are other methods that do that sort of thing, but the key to the ORF method is, at every step, you encourage the kids to use what they're learning to create their own music. And that draws out the kids' natural affinity for music, their natural ability for music.
Yes, that's a great method. We actually cover it in another class I teach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you would probably already know about it. Anyway, and I hope this is okay, I'm also taking a computer programming class this semester. And for a project in that class, we have to come up with an idea for a computer game and then write the program.
And you want to combine the two projects?
Yes. I know it might look like I'm trying to get out of work by submitting the same project for two classes, but in fact, I think I'll end up doing a lot more work this way.
How's that?
Well, it'd actually be much simpler to just make up some simple game for the computer project and just do some sort of research paper on the ORF method in your class. It's going to take a lot more work in both classes to combine the two, because first I'll have to learn all about the ORF method, then I'll have to invent the game that's based on the ORF method, and then I'll have to learn to do some pretty sophisticated programming to create the computer program for the game.
Okay, well, first, I'm pleased that you're synthesizing learning from more than one course.
Okay.
And I agree that it's going to be a lot of work, if you do it right.
Don't worry. My goal is to create something I can put on the market and make some money to help pay off my student loans, so...
Wow! That's unusually ambitious.
It runs in the family. My parents already have a number of educational CDs and DVDs on the market.
Okay. Okay. Well, you've sold me. I'll be looking forward to seeing what you come up with.